trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Baby Quilts and Teddy Bears by Natalie Z. I'm trying to be like Jesus by making items to send to the Humanitarian Center and other children all over the world. I've been tying baby quilts and making teddy bears. I also learned how to sew pajama pants. Lately, I've been having fun memorizing the Articles of Faith while I juggle a soccer ball. Natalie Z., age 10, Illinois. I will use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ reverently. By Tegan J. P. A while ago, one of my friends in school started saying one of Heavenly Father's names over and over in a rude way. I asked him to stop. At first, he thought it was funny, so he started laughing and said it even louder again and again. I asked him once more to please stop because he was using Heavenly Father's name as if it were a joke. This time, he could tell that I was serious, so he stopped. I am glad to know that Heavenly Father and Jesus love us so much. I hope we will always remember to say their names with reverence and love. Tegan J. P., age 9, Utah. Tithes and Offerings by Alexis G. I want to share my testimony of the importance of paying tithing. I recently earned $4 selling lemonade. The following Sunday, I filled out my donation slip for 40 cents in tithing. A warm feeling came over me. Then I wanted to pay the rest of my $4 for other donations, and I was very happy. Alexis G., age 10, Ohio. My Best Buddy by Everett M., with help from his family. My brother Jerem dropped a glass piggy bank on my head. I had to go to the hospital and get 6 stitches. The doctor gave me 7 suckers for being so good. I told my daddy and mommy that I wanted to give one to my best buddy, Jerem. I knew that he didn't mean to hurt my head. I love my family. Everett M., age 4, Utah. More Important Than Anything by Maya P. H. I learned in school that some children have a disease called cancer and that the medicine they take can make them lose their hair. I was sad for them because not only are they sick, but other kids might make fun of them too. I found out that I could donate some of my own long hair to these children. My ballet school is very strict and wouldn't let me dance in their recital with short hair. I worked hard all year so I could dance in the recital, but I didn't care. I donated my hair because I knew Jesus would say that people are more important than anything else. Maya P. H., age 6, Pennsylvania. Note: the friend would like to hear from you about an experience you have had in trying to be like Jesus. Please include a photo of yourself and your name, age, and address. A written statement signed by a parent or legal guardian granting permission to publish your photo and submission must be included. If an adult helps with your submission, credit should also be given to him or her. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in the magazine for at least a year. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. Send it to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend Magazine, Room 2430, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America. End of note. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.